Are you ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book, but unsure where to start? I'm Lynn Aliquity-Smargis, and I work with thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to write and self-publish their book with confidence. From conquering imposter syndrome to navigating book marketing, join me each week for practical wisdom and proven strategies, bringing you closer towards your goal of self-publishing success. Whether you're a CEO with revolutionary ideas or a speaker with an inspiring journey, the Publishing for Professionals podcast is your roadmap to becoming a published best-selling author. Hey, hey, friends and future authors. Welcome, welcome. This is Lynn Aliquity-Smargis back for another episode of Publishing for Professionals. Thanks for listening to today's episode on why professional editing is essential for your book's success. A big welcome back to my returning listeners. Thanks for joining me again. And a welcome to my new listeners. I'm so glad you stopped by to check out my podcast. Please make sure to hit the follow button to get professional writing and publishing information dropped straight to your podcast player or YouTube every week. So I'm really excited about today, and you definitely want to make sure you are going to take notes on today's episode. But before I jump into the episode title, I wanted to tell you a quick story about having the privilege of working with three clients right now who are using book coaching to write their book. And so these three clients were both stuck and they weren't sure like how to write their book or what they wanted to do with it. And so they couldn't figure out what to do. So I offer them my book coaching, which is a once a month or twice a month where they are writing their book with my professional support. So they're, as they're writing their book, we have once a month or twice a month book coaching sessions. And they ask me questions like, should I put the story in my book? Like, what do I do this part of my book? Should I have a hybrid publisher where I answer all of their questions in an hour? And then we do the same thing every month until they're finished their book. So if you're not looking for a ghostwriter, but you're looking for a professional support of a ghostwriter to write your book, jump to writeforyou.me and book a discovery call. I'd be love to help you with writing your book, just like my current clients I am helping right now. All right, my friends, I've got a fabulous episode for you today. Why it's really important to and essential to hire a book editor for your book. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make. If you have your pencil notebook handy, get them out because you're going to want to take notes. So let's dive into today's episode. So the first part, let's talk about professional presentation problems, right? So one of the things, like I hear people say, well, I'm just going to have ChatGPT edit my book. Okay, well, that might be sort of okay for a developmental edit, but it's not going to help you line edit. And it's definitely not going to do well on your grammar mistakes. ChatGPT and even Claude AI have grammar mistakes all over the place, right? And it's also not going to sound great, right? It's going to sound like an AI. It's going to sound very bland. It's going to sound very vanilla. It's going to sound very boring. That's not how you want a first introduction to somebody to be, right? So imagine you're at a dinner party or a networking event, and you are just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and everyone else is dressed up in business casual, right? Is that a good impression to make for your first shot at this business networking with other people? No. And we all know first impressions are huge. That's the same with your book. Your book is probably going to be a first impression to a lot of people. And you don't want grammar mistakes, bad writing, all of those things to be your first impression. Because every time I talk to somebody who has been in a workshop and they're like, yeah, this person had a book and it was clearly written with AI and it had mistakes all in it. And I just lost respect for them. So you are not only having lots of grammar mistakes, which you might not think is a big deal, but how does that affect how people think about you? Those typos, the awkward phrasing, the inconsistent voice in the organization, missing transitions. You know, the readers are going to judge your expertise by your book's presentation quality. And that is huge, right? You don't want to make your presentation quality low. Because guess what? Their opinion of you is also going to be low. So you want to make sure that you do a good job of presenting your book. The first impressions you can't undo, right? Because books live forever. Readers equate writing quality with professional competence. Let me say that one more time. Readers will equate writing quality with professional competence. That means if you don't write a good book and you don't have it professionally edited, then people are going to think, well, this person isn't a competent leader. This person isn't a competent thought leader in their field, right? Do you want that? We all know fixing a reputation is extremely hard. It is much easier to put your best foot forward. So A poorly edited book can damage years of your reputation building very easily. So especially if you're an executive, right? Your credibility can be destroyed if you DIY edit your book. And I literally have not come across any books, even by professionals and thought leaders in their field, that never needed editing. Okay. So keep that in mind. So that is the first few things I want to talk about with why it's very important to have an editor edit your book. And not just because I edit, I do developmental line editing, but even if you use another editor, you definitely need to get your book professionally edited, because professionally edited books fix structural issues you're not going to see in your work. The curse of knowledge, assuming readers understand what you do. And this is one of the books I am working on right now, and that's a developmental edit. And I'm going through her book and like, I don't know what this term means. I don't know what this term means. I don't know what this term means, right? And I am her target reader. So you want to make sure that when you are writing your book, you need somebody that's outside of your head to look inside your book so that they can tell you, hey, this needs to be explained or this needs to be clarified, right? Because our brains are very good at filling in information. And if we're a pro at what we do, which I'm assuming that you are because you are writing this book, you are going to skip over some of the details that your readers will need to know. So you need that developmental edit so that your readers understand what it is that you're trying to get across to them. Editors also tighten your prose. They eliminate redundancies. They also make sure that they pick up on places where you didn't put enough information as opposed to redundancies. Ensure your book has clarity and is accessible to your audience. Another thing that's really important is readers who are sensitivity readers. So I do sensitivity editing, and that means like one of my current clients had a, it wasn't a derogatory term about Native Americans, but the way this person said it, it could be translated as like a disrespectfulness towards Native Americans. So I told her that we needed to fix this and change it. And I suggested it and she said, fine. So that's just one example of something that could happen. It was clear by her intent. And I know this person, she wasn't intentionally trying to be derogatory, but there are cultural norms and cultural things that are okay. Same with trauma and PTSD. I'm co-writing a book with a person right now, and that person put a couple words in there. I'm like, nope, this is not okay to say about someone that has PTSD. And he didn't know it. And that's fine because he doesn't have PTSD. I do. So I understand what terms are okay to talk about when you have PTSD and what terms are not. So those are all things you need to consider when you're writing your book. Even if you don't have a fiction book or you don't talk about PTSD, there are a lot of different cultural and social sensitivities that you need to take into consideration, which a good editor will pick up on. Again, your reputation depends on professional quality. Your book is a permanent, let me say this again, permanent professional artifact that will be on Amazon unless you take it off for years. Your book represents you when you're not in the room. You don't want somebody being like, don't read this book, it was horrible. Or someone mentions, oh, I'm thinking about reading this book. And the other person's like, don't do it. I got it. This person's definitely not a professional. There's mistakes all over the book, right? I've actually heard people say that of their own professional companion saying that I got this person's book and oh my gosh, she didn't hire an editor. And I could tell because I opened it up and the first chapter alone, I saw all sorts of mistakes all over the place. That's happened to me. I have bought books from speakers and one book was littered with grammatical errors all over the place. I can't refer this person to anybody if they don't even want to invest the money in a professional book and they say they're a professional and they earn six or seven figures, but you're not willing to invest several thousand dollars into looking professional. To me, that's a huge disconnect. And I'm not going to refer somebody who says, hey, I earn seven figures and I'm a professional thought leader, but you're not going to invest in your book. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. And it's a huge disconnect. Okay. Professional editing does protect your reputation. You want to make sure that you are showing respect for your reader's time and intelligence. It also shows that you're demonstrating commitment to excellence in all areas, not just your speaking, not just your thought leadership, not just your LinkedIn post. So it creates a reading experience that also reflects your expertise level. If you are writing a book and you don't have it professionally edited, that's going to really lower someone's opinion of your expertise level. Be like, this looks like a grade school kid wrote it. I mean, I have literally edited books that if they were not edited, it would look like a grade school or a middle school kid wrote it. But the thought leader has great content, but like everything else, like I couldn't write a book on physics. I'm not a physics expert, but I could edit a book on physics because I know enough about physics that, and I know obviously in editing, we can't be the expert in everything, right? If you're an expert in your thought leadership, you're not going to typically be an expert in editing. Take that into consideration. And if you are a speaker or you're someone that's in media, event planners will often review your book before booking you. And if your book is full of mistakes, guess what? That event planner is most likely not going to hire you. Journalists and podcast hosts evaluate your credibility through your writing. Professional editing gives you more speaking opportunities because it builds more credibility with your book. And amateur editing equates to missed opportunities, which equates to missed money and income. Client perception and business impact is huge with your book because a lot of people use their book as a calling card, and potential clients are going to use your book to evaluate working with you. And if your book's not quality, they're not going to assume that your services are quality. Professional presentation justifies premium pricing for your services. Premium pricing meaning if you don't have your book professionally edited and it looks like, you know, an amateur edited or ChatGPT edited, then guess what? Someone's not going to hire you, or they're not going to be like, why should I pay you $5,000 a month retainer if you're not even going to have a professional book? This is not what I want. If you are charging premium prices for your services, then you need to have a premium quality book as a business card, because books influence your client decision-making more than any other marketing. All right, my friends, we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about why professional editing is essential for your book's success. Hey, friends and future authors. I know what it's like to sit at your desk staring at your manuscripts and wondering if you're the only person who feels alone when writing your book. That's why I created the Publishing for Professionals Virtual Writing Retreat, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Our writing retreat offers writing blocks, publishing support, and a place to share our resources and wisdom. Sign up today at www.writeforyou.me and click on events to register for this complimentary writing retreat today. Now let's get back to the show. Hey, friends and future authors, welcome back. And I want to remind you that I have an upcoming virtual writing retreat. It is paid for, but you have a whole day to work with me, ask me your questions. It's a great day. All of the people who have attended before the last writer's retreat, we got over 30,000 words written between the eight of us. Like, that's incredible. So use code AUTHOR in all caps for $100 off. The link is going to be in the show notes in this description. So make sure you sign up for the virtual writing retreat today. Start your book or get a move on your book or get past that hurdle that you're having with writing your book right now and sign up for the virtual writing retreat on February 20th. All right. So welcome back again to this week's episode. We're talking about essential editing for your book success. So the first part, we talked about professional presentation problems and why your reputation depends on your book. Now we're going to talk about implied leadership. So quality editing conveys authority, right? If your book is professional, you're going to look professional. And that says you're serious about what you do and your field. Readers subconsciously associate writing with expertise, and polished presentations equals trustworthy authority. Amateur presentation equals questionable credibility. You don't want to be in that space, because the leadership assumption from published authors is that authors are automatically perceived as industry leaders. However, that's only if the book demonstrates those professional standards. And if it's not, then you are obviously not going to be perceived as that professional leader. Quality editing elevates you above your competitors, especially if their books are not looking professional. If they have used chat or another AI to quote unquote edit their book, these professional books create expert positioning for you. And that transfers into more money and more dollars, and also more bookings, more repeat clients, more higher paid clients. So keep that in mind. So you have a competitive advantage through your professional presentation of your book. If your book looks amateur, you're going to need professional editing. that differentiates you from everybody else. Even if someone else has a published book, your editing is going to differentiate you and put you above their book. You're going to see that in the ratings too. Quality signals investment in your platform, and readers remember professionally edited books, which gives you long-term reputation building. Your first book sets expectations for everything else that your client or prospect is going to look at. Those professional standards will compound over time because one well-edited book is going to lead to many more opportunities, because amateur work, my friend, is extremely hard to recover from. All right. So types of editing and what you need. We have a whole episode on this, but I'm going to just briefly go over it so you know what are the types of editing you can need for your book, because this is really not well understood. Developmental editing is structure, content, and organization. That gives you big picture overview of what is going on. Line editing is sentence level clarity and flow. So that's where I go through line by line and edit the words, better word choices. I take out a little what I call fuzzy words, which is like something, stuff, maybe, right? Because they're not descriptive and we don't want those words in there because that's not going to help our readers understand the point you're trying to get across. So that's line editing. Copy editing is grammar, style, and consistency. And proofreading is final polish to catch any leftover errors. So those are the different types of editing you can get. Professional authors invest in a minimum of copy editing and proofing for their books. That's the last two edits, right? Sometimes people use AI for developmental editing. You can. I would never use AI for line editing at all. It's just not going to do a good job on line editing for your book. The other thing I've seen people do too is some people will use AI to write their book and then they'll forget to take out the prompt. And I've seen that. That is a huge, huge big red flag and a huge mistake. So that's another thing that I've seen people do, and that will really reduce your credibility. What I recommend is to get professional developmental and line editing. You definitely need those two because developmental is overarching and it's going to help really build your book up, especially if you're going to pitch it to a publisher. You absolutely need developmental and line editing before you even pitch your work to the publisher, because a publisher has literally like 5 minutes to look at your work. And if your work doesn't absolutely wow them, then they are going to put it aside. So at a minimum, if you're going to do a pitch to a publisher, you definitely want to have that developmental line edit finished first. Cost versus value equation. Editing costs are between $1,500 and $5,000 for your professional book. That might sound like a lot, but think about how much more money you're going to make and how much money you would lose if you put out a not professionally published book, right? So your value is protecting years of reputation building, your income, your lead generation, all of those things. Your ROI is more speaking fees, better speaking fees, more speaking opportunities, better client acquisition, charging higher prices for your client acquisition, and media opportunities. One lost opportunity costs more than your professional editing alone if you are a thought leader. Let me say that one more time, my friends. One lost media opportunity costs more than your professional editing is going to cost. So you have to decide what is more important. How to find the right editor. Okay, look at someone's professional credentials and experience. Look at their genre and subject matter expertise. Ask them for a sample edit. So not a sample edit of a chapter. That is not professional. A professional edit is to ask them for 500 words. And that would be a sample edit, right? Ask them for their portfolio and references from other authors that they've worked with. So those are all things you can do. If you are interested, I have a PDF that is 22 questions you should ask your editor. If you would like that PDF, just hit me up at writeforyou.me and hit my contact form and say, hey, Lynn, I heard you on your podcast. Could you please send me that question sheet? It's 22 questions to ask my professional editor, because that sheet will give you a lot of the information you're going to need to decide about your editor and who you should work with and who is a good fit for you. They should also fit your personality and they should also be very communicative. If you ever talk to an editor and they say anything like, well, you know, I don't let my clients talk to me during the editing process, that's not okay. They should at a minimum be available by email during business hours. And if they're not, and they should get back to you within 2 days. And if they don't, I would ask them, what's your turnaround time? If they don't, I would say, don't hire them. They are probably not a quality editor, right? They need to be answering your questions and they need to be professional and courteous to you. All right, my friends. So in recap, professional editing isn't optional. It is essential for protecting your reputation, establishing authority, and protecting your income and your lead generation. The reality is you cannot edit your own book effectively no matter how good a writer you are. I actually am not editing my own book. I'm writing a fiction book with a friend who is an editor, and we're still paying an editor to edit our book because we are on the inside of our book and they are on the outside, right? So even as a professional editor, I pay other professional editors to edit my own books. The reality is that you need to do that to have your book be better and to look professional, even if you're self-publishing it, right? It doesn't matter if you're self-publishing it or you're going with a publisher. A publisher is going to require you to hire an editor, any type of publisher. So in order to make your book look like a published book and look professional, you need to hire an editor if you're self-publishing, okay? And you can have a self-published book that looks professional. You just need to take the steps to do it. So your three immediate steps is one, budget for professional editing, research qualified editors. If you're looking for an editor, hit me up on writeforyou.me. Book a discovery call. It's a free 15-minute call to see if we're a good fit for each other. Love to talk to you about your book project and plan editing timeline into your publishing schedule. So your expertise, friends, deserves professional presentation. Don't let amateur editing undermine your authority and everything you have built in your business. So book a discovery call to simplify your publishing process. I would love to work with you today. All right, my friends, this is Lynn Liquidy Smarges. And remember, I would love to remind you that I love working with new and repeat authors to get past their mindset writing and publishing hurdles so they can have a smooth publishing pathway and be confident in publishing their nonfiction book. So instead of spinning your wheels and being attached to a cycle of doubt and imposter syndrome, let's move your book forward together. Then you can best work on being a thought leader and not have to worry about what am I going to write for my book. Go to writeforyou.me, book your complimentary discovery call so I can stand by your side and walk you through the self-publishing process. Until next week, this is Lynn Liquidy reminding you to keep dreaming, keep writing, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. Thanks for joining me today on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I really hope this episode has equipped you with an actionable strategy for your publishing journey. If you found the information on today's show valuable, make sure to rate and leave a review for my show on your favorite podcast player. And also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and get the next episode drop as soon as it's published. Until next week, this is Lynn Liquidy reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. This podcast is brought to you by Unicorn Publishing Company. The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional, legal, or financial advice, or any professional advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are those of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or actions taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests from any liability.